You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Tuesday to you. You know, leading up into the NBA draft, all we talk about is how the 76ers need shooters. You know, they need shooters. They need someone to space the floor, to give Joel Embiid room. They need someone who's going to be able to knock down shots when Ben Simmons is running transition and when, you know, TJ McConnell comes in and stuff like that. Now, we all talk about Jared Bayless, but we all say that's not enough. That's not enough. They need more shooters. They need to go out and get a shooter. That's what they need in a draft. That's what they need. We forgot that they already have one. I mean, the thing is, we forgot that they drafted one last year. You know, I'm talking about Furkan Korkmaz, who's here training with the team for this week. For a lot of you who probably are unfamiliar with him, you know, Korkmaz was the Sixers' 26th overall pick in last summer's draft. He couldn't come over because he was unable to get out of his contract with a Turkish basketball team. He has a $2 million buyout. He has two seasons left on his deal. You know, there's a chance that he'll be over here the season after next. But it's funny because he's not around. We know that the Sixers are going to, you know, basically be ready to compete within a couple of years. We know that it's going to take him a couple of years to get his body right. Just like, you know, if they went out there and got a Malik Monk, it's going to take him probably a couple of years to get his body right. But it's one of those things where, you know, we forget. It's like, it's so fast how we forget that this team actually has a shooter. And look, here's the thing that I want y'all to think about. You know, he's 6'8". He's 192 pounds, right? So you're saying to yourself, yeah, that's real thin. That's real thin. And then when you look at a Malik Monk, who is, you know, an exceptional shooter, you know, he's listed as 6'3". He's probably 200 pounds. You know, but even with the 6'3", you know, I think that's a little misleading. He's probably closer to 6'2". So we're already talking about a 6-inch height advantage, right? When you look at Malik, there are some questions. Some people are questioning, like, can he defend? Is he big enough to defend? You know, he needs to get bigger. Now, they say the same thing about Korkmaz. Can Korkmaz defend? You know, he needs to get stronger. Now, they're not questioning his height. They're just saying he's real thin. He needs to get stronger. You know, both of these guys are more athletic than people think. But, you know, to me, we forgot about Korkmaz just because he isn't here. Now, who knows? He could come in and be a bust. You know, he was the 26th overall pick. You know, only four people went after him in the first round. But I think a lot of that has to do with his contract. He initially thought that he would go higher. He thought that he was going to be a lottery pick. And he was there at 26 dangling, and the Sixers took him. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, when Brian Colangelo said a couple weeks ago that, hey, last year there was a lot of uncertainty. This year, you know, we have some things, you know, figured out. There's some, you know, we have some certainty. And people are like, what are you talking about? You know, this player's hurt. That player's hurt. You know, this guy's overseas. But, hey, that's what he's talking about. Like, everyone says we need a shooter. Now, again, they can go out there and they can get another shooter. But for us to say that they don't have anything, you know, any shooters coming in the future would be wrong. And I think that this guy will fit in well with Simmons and Embiid, talking about Korkmaz. Now, the one thing that we do have to be realistic is that, you know, his body, like I said before, his body has to get better. You know, he has to continue to get stronger. You know, he needs to work on some other things to help out with his game. However, that the Sixers, like I said, they're not prepared to contend for a title next season. You know, they want to do it a nice, slow process. They want to be NBA championship contenders, you know, down the road, maybe 4 or 5 years from now. So that will give him time to develop. You know, he really wants to come over next season. We all talked about that. If he comes over, you know, they'll probably have him do a couple stints in the D-League. He may be on their D-League team. But you know, one of the things is that, you know, we know that they have a shooter. They have someone who they can, you know, depend on when it comes down to making clutch shots. It's just a matter of when he comes over, not if they have a shooter. You know, the thing about it is, and I think, you know, they're saying that he really wanted to come over, like he forced it. I'm not going to say forced it, but it was his idea to come over and train and practice with the Sixers to also meet the coaches and meet the front office executives. You know, he's been here for the week in Philadelphia. He leaves Friday. Man, this is a perfect timing, because what it does is it reinforces to the Sixers that, hey, you know what? We have the guy. We have the shooter that we need. Of course, we're looking at him. He's a little raw by NBA standards. He needs to get a little bit more experience. But at the same time, it was great for him to come over at this particular stage in order to them to say, let Brett Brown, let all these other people see him and say, wow, we got a keeper. Now, I'm telling you, if I got a guy who's 6'8", compared to a guy that's 6'2", and they can basically do the same thing, and not only that, you know, you're talking about one guy is 19, the other one, I mean, so they're around the same age. So it's one of those things where he just has a huge upside. Basically, this is really an international team. You know, they have a lot of international players. And I think that, you know, he kind of fits in well with the culture that the Sixers have. You know, so, and, you know, I just think that it's a no-brainer to stick with him. And also, it will enable you to just say, look, we have other needs to focus on. You know, we may be able, if they keep both of their second round, I mean, if they keep, I don't think they're going to keep all four of the second round picks, but let's just say if they keep two of them, or, you know, or free agency or what have you, they can just focus on finding a shooter, you know, late in the second round, with one of their second round picks, and then in free agency, you know, they'll get a guy in the summer league and see what he can do. But, you know, hey, it's funny how we forget about what teams have just because we don't see them. And everyone's in the, I'm not going to say a panic, but everyone's like, hey, they need a shooter. But we just forgot that they have one on staff. I mean, not on staff, but they have one in the organization. And Furkan Korkmaz, it's just that he's on layaway, so to speak. But once he comes, and once he plays, I mean, I'm expecting, you know, some exciting things from him. I think that he's determined. He, you know, he has some mentors who played in the league. They're telling him what he really wants to do. I mean, what he really needs to do. I think the fact that he's over here now, you know, speaks volumes, because it's telling you that he wants to get better. He wants to be a part of this team. He wants to win. And I'm pretty sure when he goes back, he's going to probably think like, man, I got Ben Simmons, I have Joel Embiid, all I have to do is make shots, you know, I'll have possibly a Josh Jackson type who's going to be a killer defender, you know, there's Robert Covington, you know, all I have to do is just come in, fit in, there's going to be no pressure on me, I just have to do what I have to do. So, you know, I think that, you know, The Sixers' future is bright. They have the shooter that they need. It's just that, like I keep saying, he's just someone we can't see for the time being. Thank you, and I'll talk to y'all later.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.